Next point, that we should always try to speak truth. Because there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a mu'min can be everything, but he cannot be a liar. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want us to speak lies. So we should refrain from lying. We should always speak the truth. There is another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when someone speaks a lie, then so much bad smell comes out from his mouth that the angels who are with us, they go away, many miles away from this person. Look at the importance of the word which we utter. Number one, that at the time of nikah, what we say, kabiltu, just one word. So a woman who was ghair mahram, it was haram to look toward her face, it was haram to sit with her in loneliness and talk to her, just by saying kabiltu in front of these witness, so she becomes our wife. She becomes so close to us that Allah says, hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahum. Just by one word. And suppose if a person has a wife, she is the mom of three children. She is the partner of life. She has shared her happiness and sorrowness. She is very faithful. Everything so close. But you say, talaqtu, one word, I have given you talaq. Now she is again a ghair mahram. So it means that what words we utter from our mouth are so important that with one word, a ghair mahram can become a wife. And with one word, a mahram, a wife, can become a ghair mahram. So it means that every single word which comes out of our mouth has got a value, importance. It has been mentioned in hadith that a person, he did good amal, until he arrived near the door of paradise. But then he committed one word from his mouth, and due to one word, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the malaika to drag him back and put him into the hell. Just by one word, he was put into the hell. He was so close to the door of paradise, but one word brought him back to the hell. Now look at the importance of these words. The person, he was a mu'min from 70 years. And then he utters one word of kufr. And all of his amal will automatically be spoiled. Just by making one word of kufr. If he says, I don't believe in Allah. Ma'ala. If he says like this. So by these few words, his actions of 70 years will be in vain. So look at the importance of the words which come out of our mouth. Second example, a person is a kafir. He is doing all the crimes. He is drinking alcohol. He is eating the meat of pig, and he is committing adultery, and he is doing everything bad what he can do. And his age is 70 years. And now he says, O Allah, I give witness that you are one, and your Prophet ﷺ is your true Prophet. By saying these words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that his sins of 70 years are forgiven. So look at the importance of the words which come out from our mouth. One good thing about a truth is that you don't have to remember what you said. because it is truth. Whenever you have to say, he will remember it. But if you speak a lie, then you have to remember what I said. Now the problem is that you speak a lie one time, and to cover it up, you need to speak 10 lies. Now they become 11. So to cover 11 lies, you need to speak another, maybe 22 lies. So they become 33. So to cover them up, you need to speak even more lies. So lies after lies. There is a hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ, a person keeps on speaking lies, 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 until he is written a liar in the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The problem is that we do not listen what we speak. That is the problem. Sometimes we speak and we do not listen ourselves, what we have spoken. And if you tell what you have spoken, he will say, no, I have not said anything. It means that we do not listen our own words. And then we complain, people do not listen me. You do not listen your own words. So your own ears are so close to your mouth. If your ears have not listened your words, or those ears will listen you who are so away from you. And sometimes we speak lie which has no enjoyment. Without any enjoyment. For example, we are talking to someone on phone and then we say, wait a minute, I'm coming. And if we don't come back in a minute, it's a lie. Normally what happens? We come back after 5 minutes. So these type of lies are very common in our life. So we should try to listen what we utter from our mouth. It's very important. Now, you can start the story with the lie, but you cannot end up with the lie because the truth is going to come up in between. So you can start with the lie, cannot end up with the lie. Truth will come out. So why to speak lie? Once I got the opportunity to make khidmat to a sheikh, to a wali, who was mustajab ud-da'wat. His du'as were accepted. Every du'a, what he used to make, was accepted. So people experienced thousands of times. Whatever he used to make du'a, du'as were accepted. And within days you could see that du'a has been accepted. So once I asked him a question that, Hazrat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you this status, how you got it? So he simply replied that the person who does not speak a lie, then whatever du'a he makes, Allah always makes them true. The person who does not speak lie always speaks truth. So whatever dua he makes, Allah always makes his dua true. So this is the secret behind the acceptance of dua.